Good evening, everyone. Happy Friday. I will be reading to you today from Proverbs 12, verses 18, and I will be reading out of the ESV version. It reads as follows. There is one whose rash words are like sword thrusts, but the tongue of the wise brings healing. May God have a blessing to the reading, hearing, and doing of his word as I pass the call to D1. Thank you.
Well, good evening, and welcome to another episode of Friday Night Live. And I am excited because I am coming to you from Alameda, outside of the location where my amazing son will be performing. And I'm so excited to just be able to support him tonight. And I'm glad that the Victors decided to join in because there are so many other places that we could all be. But I'm just grateful. Wow, what can I say? It's just a blessing to be alive, y'all. Real talk, I'm grateful, like I said, for my Victors. Always, always grateful for my bubbly, just being her awesome self, an amazing woman to have so many jobs, but she does it with so much love. So thank you for greeting and hosting, bubbly, and Diane, truth be told, for just being your beautiful self and for that scripture and just for your love and support as well, and for all of you all that just joined in on this evening. It is Friday, April 22nd, and I'm grateful, y'all. We have so much to be grateful for. I'm just amazed. I'm just looking at my nephew. I'm distracted because now everybody's starting to show up. Again, I just want to take time to say thank you, and if you haven't already, put your phones on mute so we can start this evening. I'm going to share something with you, and then if willing and if everybody want to have a discussion, I think it'll be a healing bomb because that's what this is about. So I'm going to go ahead and get started. And this share I've shared before, but, man, it's amazing how we go through things and life happens, and then we have more to share, more experiences. So I'm going to share what I have, and we can discuss it. This was my declaration on time and how the word says the saying is time heal all wounds. The mantra time heal all wounds is recited excessively, as if there is a shame in hurting, in feeling pain, as if we want to magically erase those scars. Is it more comforting to visualize the finality of a grieving period on a timeline, such as a year has passed. I should be better now, right? A famous quote from Rose Kennedy says, time heals all wounds. It has been said that time heals all wounds. I don't agree. The wounds remain. In time, the mind, protecting its sanity, covers them with scar tissue and the pain lessens. But it is never gone. There is no actual timetable for shifting through pain of any kind. The providence of God disposes and arranges every detail of man's life. In the book of Ecclesiastes, the third verse, 1-8, it says, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. There is a time for everything. Not everything on that list, however, comes to us easily. People eventually get over insults, hurts, injuries, and even hatred. Or do they think it's better to stay bitter and in that cycle of pain? Y'all know there are some people that kind of have an addiction to just being bitter. It's like they don't want to be better because that bitterness has just become a part of them, and they love it, and they're attached to it. It's almost like it might scare them to get free from that. Well, think of a painful injury such as a wound, one that's fresh, open, and bleeding. I'm going to share with you, we've talked about it, but I want to share because it's fresh. So I've already shared with you that the last week, the 11th of April, to be exact, at least that's the date that they think, but it's not for certain when the time happened. But my oldest nephew's beautiful girlfriend decided that she was in so much pain, and she had wounds that she didn't see that they would heal, and she decided to check out, so she took her own life. 27 years old, beautiful, educated, again, like I said, we can't be moved by what somebody looks like because it's always more to the inside. So she lost hope, and the pain was so much for her that she felt the only way out was to leave this place. And so that leaves my nephew and every one of her family members that loved her with wounds that probably won't ever heal. For my nephew, his wounds are so fresh because of the guilt, because their last conversation, and I'm just sharing this because I hope it'll help someone, always try to say I love you or I'll talk to you later. And not that it was anything bad. It was a typical conversation. I'm sure we've had them, because sometimes when I'm saying I'll talk to you later to my husband, that's just what I mean. I'll talk to you later. Well, later never came. So that's a wound. And that was on last Monday. So this past week, I think it was Tuesday or Wednesday, my days are mixed up because so much has happened. My niece, through marriage, was, you know, in a time of something that's so beautiful in life, and it kind of opened up a wound for me. And as I share, most of you will understand why. So she went through the 9 months of pregnancy, happy as can be, baby shower, have the reveal and everything. They were having a girl, had named her Jordan. Everything was preparing for Jordan. Went to the hospital because she was in labor. Went to the delivery room, delivered the baby, but Jordan didn't have life in her. That's a wound. You see where I'm going? And please stay with me, because I'm really not trying to make this Friday Night Live a dark night. But what I want to do is just talk about how wounds and hurt really affect us, and how we can't really always say that time will heal, because if you really think about it, time just goes. Only God can heal. There are scars that we have that time sometimes can hurt us, because I'll give you an example. So now, for example, for my nephew's girlfriend, now we have her birthday will come, the date that they met, all these, this time that will trigger memories and will cause those wounds to resurface or open back up, because time has only passed, but that wound has not healed, because only God can heal that brokenness. Only God can heal that pain of death. Only God can heal the pain of heartbreak. Can you imagine, again, and open up a wound for me, because I know the feeling of delivering a baby only to leave the hospital without a baby. That's a wound. That's heartbreak. That almost feels like God broke a promise, but he really didn't, when you understand that God can't lie. It just is what it is. And you have to understand that the pain that comes on us is really a purpose behind the pain, if that makes any sense. And I promise you, I'm not trying to ramble. It's just so much has gone on the last couple of weeks that I'm like, Lord, what am I going to share on Friday Night Live that's going to help me too? Because sometimes we get bombarded, and I'm telling you, I have been fighting. But I said that to say that I wanted to share with you all that we have to know that in time, if we give these wounds and this hurt to God, really give it to him and have hope, because that it ties in it too. It's like when things happen and life's going to happen, we all are going to have wounds. We all are going to have hurts. I mean, if you really think about it, we all deal with death every day pretty much. We have parents that are aging and fighting sicknesses. And, you know, it just seems like so much is going on. But in order to begin the healing process, you need to really know the type of wound that needs the healing, and you got to acknowledge it. Sometimes you can't heal if you won't acknowledge that you are hurting. You know what I mean? To know the healing process, it has nothing to do with your spiritual strength. Trust me, it doesn't. Or whether you just have to say, Lord, here I am, help me. Call on the name of Jesus, because sometimes there's hard to heal wounds. There's chronic wounds, emotional wounds. There are some wounds that are so deep. You know what I mean? It's like it'll send you into a spiritual coma. And I mentioned that before, and I can tell, because sometimes it's funny when I say stuff, it's like you can feel the eyes rolling. But it's true. It's some pains in this life that can knock you off your feet. You know what I mean? It's like a blow. Not that you'll stay down, but if you really think about it, it can knock you out. So I'll share that. I've already shared before that the deepest wound in my life was the death of my baby, and I was mad. I was like, God, did you allow me? Why did you even allow me to conceive? That's real. And then you allowed me to carry this child for 5 months, and then you just took him from me. You allowed me to suffer like never before, and you put me in the hospital room with another woman whose baby was alive. God, why? That's real pain. So, and again, 27 years it took, y'all, and I've shared with y'all, the pain didn't go away just because the years passed. The pain was still there, and it was real. I can be honest with y'all. Time didn't heal that pain. It was only when I allowed God inside to do the heart mending that only he could. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul who seeks him. That's Lamentations 3:25. And then we have wounds that come from those close to us. You know the type of wounds that come from family members and loved ones that you thought had your back, front and sides. you know the kind of pain that you shared something with somebody, it was so deep and you thought you could trust them and then they told? That's betrayal, and it hurts so bad. Y'all know that saying, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words can never hurt me? Really? No, that's not true. Words cut deeper than a knife. Being called names like stupid, ugly, dumb, fat, black, too tall, nappy-headed, or being told, you know, you're a cute little girl to be so fat, or you're so pretty to be so dark, that might not be your story, but it sure was mine. And see, these are the wounds that don't heal with time, but only with spiritual growth and authentic love of yourself and getting a clear understanding of how. And in the words of our lovely radical midwife, Dion Jackson, how not to take everything so personal. That comes with maturation. When you grow up, and then, like Pastor Lavelle says, and then you become a grace lover, people can only give you what they have, because it's true. Now, this is true. Hurt people. And there are people that are miserable. And I did say that word like that on purpose. Miserable. It's a ministry for some. Some wounds also are self-inflicted. In Psalms 107, it says, some of you were sick because you lived a bad life. Your body's feeling the effects of your sin. You couldn't stand the sight of food. So miserable, you thought you'd be better off dead. Then you called out to God in your desperate condition. God got you out just in the nick of time. He spoke the word that healed you, that pulled you back from the brink of death, snatched you off of the edge of the ledge so you wouldn't jump, snatched you right out of the enemy's hand. And then there is God-inflicted suffering that he uses to grow our faith, to grow us up. With that part right there, I'm reminded of Job. Doesn't it make you think of Job, that suffering that God inflicts? Oh, what a blessing when God steps in and corrects you. Mind you, don't despise the discipline of Almighty God. True, he wounds, but he also dresses the wounds. The same hand that hurts you heals you. From one disaster after another, he delivers you. No matter what the calamity, the evil can't touch you. God's plan of sending Jesus to heal the brokenhearted. You are just the person Jesus came for. No matter what trouble right now or trauma lies in your past, your Father, your loving Father, can make things right. God will work it out. He will in due time, in his time. We have to be patient because time is priceless. We can't get back 1 second of time. The present moment is all we can experience because the past is gone. The future has not arrived. If you're living in the now moment by focusing on the past or worrying about the future, you are missing life now. Overseer Martin said there's no opportunity wasted, and he's right about that. So my victors, whatever you are going through today, whatever you are waiting on God to do, God is waiting for you to come and enter into an intimate relationship with him. Get real with God, and he will get real with you. God wants to give you beauty for ashes. After we confess our sins, we have to turn away from the old way of living and give all of our ashes to God. Don't keep those ashes of pain in an urn or lock it around your neck. Put on the garment of praise by singing songs of praise to God. And then watch him lift the heaviness, depression, hopelessness, and despair from your broken places. Isn't it awesome that word on hope is going forth, not just at TSBC, but kind of some other churches too are kind of tapping into that hope message, because we have to have hope when it looks hopeless. So again, whatever the issue you are facing, first bring it to the Lord in prayer. But when you bring it to him, believe it. Believe what you're saying, what you're asking. And that means you can't doubt. You can't be pitiful with it. You have to be bold. And you can't be worried about it. You have to worship him and say, God, I trust you, because God gives his own radiance, his beauty, and rejoicing for ashes. Ashes are the residue of what is left for our past mistakes. Ashes are the evidence of true repentance. God gives us the oil of joy for mourning. An oil is symbolic of God's Holy Spirit. God fills us with his Spirit, bringing joy to replace mourning. God gives us the desire to praise him, and when we do, our heaviness is lifted. Y'all know what? We were on a Wives at War call, and I'm going to tell you what. When you truly go in, when you go in and open up your mouth and roar, that heaviness will go away. And this is no shade at anybody, but for me, I tune out. When if you're praying for me, you can't be a pitiful prayer for me, because I can't hear that. I need somebody that's bold. You know what it is? It's like, how can you pray for me if you ain't even believing God for your own? So that's a prayer that I really, not to say I won't receive it, but it's hard to believe somebody that's praying a pitiful prayer. Because it's like, oh, God, if you really would, nah, be bold. Because he already said he will give you the desires of your heart. Not only that, if you truly believe you receive when you pray, oh, my God, even if it doesn't look like it, we can't be moved by what it looks like. We have to trust him to be who he said and to keep his promises. Because God has promised to give us the desires of our heart. But it may take a while for those desires to come to fruition. Because sometimes we want it to be right now, but God was like, mm-mm, I'm going to make you wait. Because I want to see how you are in the waiting. When it has that patience, how that long suffering. And then it says, commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will make you righteous. He will make your righteousness shine like the dawn. The justice of your cause like the noonday sun. Be still before the Lord, and here it goes, wait patiently for him. God will work things out in your life if you just trust in him. Psalms 37:4 says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Because y'all know what? God knows everything. I mean, everything. Did I say everything? And he is concerned about everything that concerns us. His word says, and this should be our number one go-to scripture, because in Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Remember, God has plans for our lives. He only wants the best for us. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope. There's that word again. And a future. That's Jeremiah 29:11. God will use you as you are if you just make yourself available to him. Because God is faithful. Trust in him and in his perfect timing. To give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. And it is a lot of heaviness. You hear it on the call, time out, my heart is heavy. I mean, it's a lot going on. But if we tap into the word and repeat it back to him, because he said it, it's in the word. We have to believe it. You know, I love, and I've said it before, it's a song that Sister Vicky Yowie sings, and it's in the waiting. No, don't y'all get excited. I'm not going to sing. But the word says, pain, the gift nobody longs for, still it comes. And somehow leaves us stronger when it's gone away. Pray. I try and pray for your will to be done, but I confess it's never fast enough for me. It seems the hardest part is waiting on you, when what I really want is just to see your hand move. I want a peace beyond my understanding. I want to feel it fall like the rain in the middle of my hurting. peace in the midst of the waiting. So in conclusion, Psalms 27:14, be encouraged. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They will walk and not be faint. That's Isaiah 40:31. Being okay in the waiting means trusting God's timing. It's not that time heals all wounds. It's what you do in the waiting. I thank you for your ears as I pass the call.
Well, all right. Amen, Sister Didi. We thank you so much for your declaration, your heart share tonight on healing and hope. But by chance, did anybody on the call call in after she got started and did not get a chance to say, hey? Hey, welcome to Friday Night Live.
Hey,
who's on the line?
Hey, Tracy.
Hey. Did anyone else join the call? I'd like to say good evening or hey.
Hi, everybody. This is Valuable Valucita.
Hey, Valuable Valucita V times two.
Bon Quish in the house.
Hey, Bon Quish Chantel. What's the do?
Hi.
Hey.
Hey, Victory Family's Brother Jeff. It's Friday night.
Hey, hey, there he is.
Oh,
my crazy man. All right. That's what's up. That's what's up. Anybody else? Well, all right then. So does anyone have anything they'd like to comment, questions, or share, or say on tonight's heart share? Anybody? Well, all right, then I'll jump in. I'm grateful for hope. But Dee Dee kept a lot of scriptures she brought up about hope. And as you all know, at PFPC, we are knee-deep into our 50 days of hope. And this is just something I just wanted to share, just something that we're reading on this week. But it says, grace frees you. Future vision fuels you. So some people get freed but not fueled. And then some people are fueled but not freed. And that was a great insight for me on how you can be freed about your past, because it's all about looking forward and not looking backwards. And if you don't mind, I want to read our memory verse scripture because it spoke volumes to me all this week. And it comes from Philippians 3:13, the NIV version. Excuse me. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead. That is an awesome scripture that just reminds us that no matter what we did in our past, God has forgiven that past, and to not allow your past, which is that being freed from your past, so that you will be able to be move forward to go and do what it is that God is calling you to do. But then don't be fueled and go and don't go forward trying to be fueled and go forward and still be stuck in your past, because that's gonna keep you stagnant. So I just thank God for that heart share that Dee Dee did tonight, and also, like I said, helped me to be mindful about God's healing. And I love when she said, the time heals our wounds. That is not true, because like she said, time, there is no timetable for no hurt. There's no timetable for grief. And only God can get inside if you allow him to. That's the thing. You know, he's a gentleman. He's not going to, you know, bombard or bully his way or bogart his way into our lives. He'll be the gentleman and give you that choice that you allow him in, that he can come in and do a new thing in you, in your spirit, I mean way down on the inside, that part. But he will come in and heal you if you allow him to. And it's not no overnight thing. It's a day-to-day. I'm healing from a whole lot of parts from the inside out, mind, body, and spirit. And I had to see and look at it from that point of view, because it's not just one part. Because, you know, it starts in your mind. If you can have it all, but if your mind ain't right, it's all the rest of it is negated. It's negated. So when you get your mind in Christ, he will do the work in your body and your spirit that you will be able to press on in whatever situation you are going through. And your healing, oh, my God, I'm so grateful for my healing on the inside out every day. Every single day, I'm in another part of my healing process because, you know, to get out of that stinking thinking and all that other stuff that be in the back of your mind about trying to drag you back to your past, about, oh, well, you can't do this because, you know, you did this. Well, no, my daddy said he forgave me for that. He gives me the power, his spirit, to press on, press forward. That's all that I can do. So, my sister, I am so grateful for you and your heart share. Like, I just got to go back and one of them knows how you are in the waiting. And I'll talk until the cows come on if you want me to. But how you are in the waiting, that is so key. That's something I've just recently learned. Because, you know when you say, oh, well, I'm waiting. You say it in your mind, but you really mean that when you say I'm waiting on God? Am I really waiting on God? Yeah, I'm waiting. But how I'm waiting, you know, in preparation for whatever he has for me to do is the key thing. I'm so excited about my blessed hope and my future that God has for me that I'm just so juiced and so excited about it. I have never in my life been so excited about my future because I know who's at the end of it. God is there. He's there to meet me wherever it is. He's going to take me. He's going to be right there. Okay, I'm hushing. I'm going back on mute. Anybody else?
Hey, hey, it's me sitting out. Granted, I'm in the nail shop, so it's probably loud. But, Didi, I appreciate your heart share tonight as well. And what came to mind for me is that we have to be willing to move into the healing process. Because just like Bubbly said, that God is not going to go guard his way, that we have to come to him willingly. So we have to be ready to move into healing, because we will harbor feelings and we will not want to move past things, which will also keep us blocked from moving into our healing place as well. So that's what resonated with me.
Amen. Both of y'all, real, real, real good. It's in the waiting. That's why I think we missed that part too. The willingness and then what you do while you're waiting on God. Not time, again, because time only passes, and there are some things that you can't even begin to heal until you give it to God. Most of the stuff, you say, God, I want you to heal me, but like Bubbly made a good point, but do you really, or are you just saying it because it sounds good, but do you really want to be whole and heal and have that hope? And you're right, Nisi, he's not going to do it unless you want him to. So when people are attached to it, I have never in my life met so many people that, and it can be my perception too, that appear to be addicted to hurt. But it could be, you know what I mean? It could be what they are used to. And it's not young, it's not old, it's a whole, and it's not one nationality. I have met so many people that seem like they're content with their hurt. Does anybody know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's an attention getter. You know, you're so busy trying to, you know, for whatever reason you may be, and your lack of self-esteem or whatever, but you're looking for attention on it because it's like it's the woe is me. Oh, poor Deborah. Oh, she can't do blah, 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 blah. We need to do this, that, and the third instead of, you know, putting on your big girl panties, as they've been saying, you know. And it feels, you know, you get content in it. You know, it's something like when you're so used to being in the dirt. I mean, you get clean, but you can say, oh, wait a minute, this don't feel right. This don't feel comfortable. I need to go back in the dirt. This means you get comfortable in your mess. You get comfortable in your stuff. That you know, that's when you have to really have a made-up mind. Well, do I really want to come up out of this? And be willing, be open. Because there's some things that's going to hurt, but it's going to be healing at the end.
And Bubbly, you took the words right out of my mouth to get me to say some people, that's all they have to talk about. So the more I talk about it, the more I can let it affects me, the more that I don't have to let it go, because it's just something for me to talk about. It's a conversation piece for some people.
Amen.
There is another thing that you can add to that.
Okay.
See, people sometimes don't know nothing else but the hurt. All they've ever experienced is hurt. All they've ever experienced, you know, in their own eyes is hurt, because, you know, people have these wants that they place on the parents, on people that they're in love with. And when it's not fulfilled, they get hurt. And then there are times when parents leave from the house, out of their lives, they're hurt. People leave out of their lives. And so if all they've ever known is hurt, then all they know is hurt. So to expect something better is kind of like Peter stepping out the boat. Like, you want me to step off where and walk on what? And I don't know anything but hurt. All I've ever experienced is hurt. And you want me to trust and believe in something that I can't touch, see, or feel? So you got to understand that sometimes it's hurt deeper than most people experience, deep from their childhood. So it's not always just because they want somebody to join in a pity party, because there are those that are like that too. But you have some that are just, all they've ever experienced is hurt. So true love, they may not even know what that means. To be without hurt is one of those things that means they have to go through all of what they've experienced, all of what they've had to deal with, and experience the hurt as it, or experience the pain as it's being healed. Because it's like tearing off the scab. So, I mean, tearing off the Band-Aid so the wound can heal, because they put a Band-Aid on it and they've covered it over and protecting it so it's not getting any air. And so when God comes in to heal it, he has to take that Band-Aid off so that the air can get in to heal it.
But can I ask a question? This is Rhoda. Can I ask a question? How do you respond to that person who is hurt when they hurt you? And let me be super-duper transparent. Back in 2012, my father died on Mother's Day. 5 months later, I was sitting watching TV with my fiancé, and he dropped dead of a heart attack right there in front of me. His son was not a big fan of mine, and so he said to me in the hospital, as I was leaving the hospital from saying goodbye to my fiancé, you know what, I don't know what it is, but men just keep dying around you. So that's kind of put a stigma on me as far as having relationships with men, because, as he said, men keep dying around me. So I know that that came from a place of hurt, but how do you respond to that? As a Christian person, how do you not get mad? How do you not curse them out all to be doggone? Just how do you respond to hurt people when you know that they're coming from a place of hurt and they've said some horrible, stabbing things to you? How do you respond?
Okay.
Why do you have to respond? Because to me, that's the person I would be praying for, because that's exactly what they're dealing with. They're dealing from, they're coming from a place of pain, and sometimes that pain is not even the surface pain. It's deep root pain, and the only way to get to that, Rhoda, is prayer. It doesn't even warrant a response. There's not even a response for me. That comment is not even about me. That comment was about the fact that he just lost his father.
Right.
Because you were the closest person there, it's aimed at you.
Can I say sometimes you don't take it personal? Hello?
Right.
Hang on. Hello?
One second. Let's get
okay,
order.
Hang on a second. There's some order. Yeah.
Okay, 1 second. So I heard, I think it was Brother Adrian, and who else was that wanted to add to what he said?
Cindy.
No, that was Brother
Cindy.
Jeff. But I'll go after
yes.
Later.
It was Adrian, too.
Okay,
Adrian.
Okay, so we'll go.
Cindy.
We'll go Cindy. Go ahead, Bubbly, because you know where I'm. Go ahead, Bubbly. Take on, because y'all know I'm on set. I might get the mic.
Was Cindy. I think Lisa was in there somewhere. It was Lisa, Cindy, then I heard Adrian, and then Brother Jeff. So can we go in that order, please? Lisa?
Oh, you said me. Okay. You know, we show up on the call all the time, and the things that we keep saying applies to everything in life, first of all, we go back to the word. You know, and Nisi said some things don't warrant a response. The truth of the matter is we don't know why he said what he said to you. It could be because he's hurting because he lost his father, but it could be some odd he has against you. It could be something from his childhood with resentment, maybe thinking you took his dad. Who knows? Whatever it is, he meant to hurt you. But the thing is we still can't be responsible for other people and teaching them how to treat us. We got to go back to the word as well. A soft word turns away wrath. I mean, we can apply the word or we cannot. The word works. So if we have a soft word, if we don't can't muster it up at that point, then we just don't say nothing. Because really, regardless of what people provoke us into, we still have to give an account for our response. So if we know that somebody's putting a label on us that we don't own, we make a decision not to take ownership of it. Because, the sticks and stones hurt, but the thing is we can't allow things to penetrate us to the extent to where it changes us and gets us off course with God. Because now we are reacting instead of taking the time to respond. Can't nobody call me nothing, and if I answer to it, then I'm giving credence to what they say to a large extent. I know I'm saying a lot, but really it's a whole lot to that. So we make a decision. We say that so many times, but we make a decision to not to. And even though it hurts, we have to keep making that decision to keep doing the right thing because we get taught and we know the right thing to do. And now since we know the right thing, we are responsible for doing it. And as many times as it hurts to turn the other cheek, as many times as it hurts to just remain and stay to be quiet, as many times as it hurts to allow someone to feel like they got the upper edge and that they're getting over on us, God knows. And I believe he is pleased when we honor him and do what he called us to do because we're being obedient to him, regardless of what it looks like to other people. And it hurts. It really does. Sometimes I walk away because I have to just shut up. I have to really not say a word because I want to cut somebody because that's my usual thing. I chop you up and then look at you and watch you bleeding and not even trip, right? But I'd be like, yeah, and I'd be thinking in my head while you're talking what I'm going to say next. That is so immature. And I thank God he is so delivering me from that. So what he is doing is working on those things in me. So oftentimes we face these things. He allows us to hear these things so that we can really show a mirror to ourselves so that those are areas that we just really need to get before God and keep throwing on the altar as many times as possible to get it done and get it right and be right before God.
That was good.
Sister Sandy?
Really good. Lisa, thank you so much. That was awesome. That was really good. I just wanted to say really quick, I always go back to you have to want to be delivered. You have to want to be healed. And somebody made the statement that you don't know that you want to be healed or you don't know that you want to be free. You know because you're tired of being bound. Nobody wants to be bound. Nobody wants to be bogged down with, you know, stuff that happened in the past. So you have to want it. You have to really want it. And it takes getting to that place. It's not just, girl, get over it and want it. I mean, you have to get to that place. And it takes the help of the Lord to help you get to that mindset where you want to be free. And, Rhoda, I would say to you, you got to remember, even though that was hurtful and that was, like, evil, you have to remember the place you were in at the time. You were already hurting. So for him to make that statement was like you know, to the 10th power, you know, and you were hurting. But that was however many years ago, and you have to really just start to give that to the Lord. Let him heal your heart, because what benefit is it for you to keep playing that? What does it do for you to keep rehearsing that? Not a thing. You know, so that's it.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
And oftentimes God wants to use those incidents, I'm sorry, but he wants to use those incidents to win that person over when you can show them love in spite of. See, the world is so used to not seeing Christians love in spite of, but we appreciate and thank God because he loves us in spite of. Mm-hmm. But it's so hard for us to do that for somebody else, but that's what they want to see. They need to see that. They need to see that we're going to love just like God called us to love unconditionally, and we got to be tested and tried in that area. We just do, because we got to be perfected in it.
Okay. I think Brother Adrian was next.
Okay. All of those were good points. There's one other thing to add to it.
I heard you.
Which is a couple of things. The word says, we can pierce no man evil for evil. So, hello?
We can hear
you. We're on here.
Okay, yep. I was muted a minute ago. Okay. What I was saying is you got to understand that that mute made me lose my train of thought. Sometimes
like
people
no man able
say things that, and we internalize it, but you also got to remember that it's not you and it's not about you. It's a spirit. That's you remember the enemy is called the accuser, and the accuser wants to make you go through changes. He doesn't want you at peace. He wants to cause you chaos or confusion, and so he'll accuse you. And remember, it says we war not against flesh and blood, so that spirit can get in anyone. If they're not prayed up or if they don't know God. So all he was doing was the enemy was in that person accusing you of something that is not true because what is being said is not true. My suggestion for you is just to go to God and ask God to heal the hurt that he did to you and ask him to give you the words to speak or what to do for that person. Because sometimes again, he says, acknowledge him in all ways. So if you ask him what to do, what you should say, that he'll give you a direction on how to respond to this kid and what to do to help.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And Brother Jeff, are you still there?
Yes, I'm here. Am I on? Did I take myself off on you?
You
guys
you
can hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
Oh, okay. Wow. You know, I was just thinking about the declaration and the wounds that we experience in life and the ability to heal from those wounds. And I was thinking back and reflecting on my life and wherein that I was wounded at a young age. And as I got older, not really being able to connect different behavior from those earlier childhood wounds. And then I began to compile wounds on top of that by self-medicating and, you know, drug addiction and a whole host of different emotional trauma, which was self-inflicted, and not really being able to, not being aware and able to identify the original hurt, and until, you know, as I got it older and I began to get in recovery. And now I'm aware that it's a process in order for me to, you know, turn it over to God and allow him to heal me, which my wounds, are deep. They were deep, but, you know, not to the extent of losing a child. That's not an experience that, as a male, you know, to carry a child for 9 months or however long a term that you carry a child and then to lose that child. My wounds were a different type of wounds, but yet still the wounds that I have suffered and experienced in life, I need to be healed. And I'm in a place today on this prayer line, along with, some other outlets, you know, my men's group that I attend and then other other venues that I fellowship in. I'm learning how to turn it over and give it to God and allow Him to heal me mentally and emotionally and grow spiritually to where it's that I'm not harming myself further in the way that I did in the past, because now I'm aware of different things. So I really got a lot out of the declaration, and I am so grateful. I'm so thankful that I am in the process of recovering. I am in the process of healing, and my mind is being renewed. So, my God, I really, really, truly am grateful to God and to the healing that I've, the growth that I've received just from being connected through this prayer line. So there's so much meat, so much healing to be taking place just through this prayer line and the declarations and everyone's sharing their experiences, that I'm just thankful that I know that today I'm on the winning side of the struggle, and I'm more aware today of the hurt and where the healing needs to take place. So I could just surrender it all to God and look forward to the future, to tomorrow, because I have hope today. And I'm not afraid of the process. My awareness have been enhanced and heightened. So I'm sorry that I talked so long, but I'm just really, really grateful.
Hey, Brother Jeff.
Yes.
You didn't talk so long. I it's funny that you said that, because I had told Bubbly and Diane earlier this evening that tonight, although I did share, I kind of wanted people to kind of just get whatever it is that they needed to out, you know, because sometimes with, you know, the course of our days, we get up, some of us go to work. I don't got no job, but that's all right. So we go to work, and we're dealing with stuff. We're dealing with life stuff, and it gets, you know, hectic, even though we are part of an amazing prayer call. Not everybody has the chance or the opportunity to just get stuff out. You know what I mean? So that's really what tonight I said, not just with Prince, because that's a whole other declaration. I'm not going to talk about that. But the death of Jordan, that's the baby who was stillborn, and also my nephew who, as I'm sitting here talking to y'all, and I'm, you know, my son is performing tonight. I'm in Alameda, and I'm listening to y'all talk, and my son runs out of the venue, and I'm like, oh, my God, what's happening? Well, my nephew shows up, y'all. Do y'all know how big that is to me? Because I didn't expect him to even want to be around anybody because he's hurting. But God is good, because my nephew wants to be around his auntie, and he know his cousin's here, and he know he's going to get loved on. And I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful, Victor. So if y'all would, his name's Larry, continue to pray to God for his mind, because I see him, and he's smiling, But I know that his outside, not matching his inside, is going to take God to heal him, and it is going to take time, but he wants to heal. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just grateful that he showed up. And I'm trying to keep it together. I got to fix my little mascara before I go inside. But God is good, y'all, because I was thinking about that today. I was like, Lord, I want L. I call him L. He's been my L Boogie since he was born. I was like, I need L to be okay, but I can't rush it. Only God can do it. And it's his story, if that makes any sense. That was his girlfriend. He witnessed all of it. But I know God is good, and I know God will heal his hurt. You know what I mean? He'll give him beauty for ashes. He'll give him the oil of joy for his mourning. And he will. Hallelujah. That garment of praise. So I am sitting in my car waiting to go in this event because I don't want to go in there and look, go in there and turn it out, tearing up that flow like Ruth Ann did in Tanya's kitchen. But God is good. And I'm grateful, y'all. I'm so grateful. Oh, my God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
But you know what, Dee? Because I'm sitting here listening to you talking, he's seeing some stuff and some strength in you. Whatever it is that you do, you are exuding what God wants you to exude before him. He knows who you are. He knows the love you have for God and your heart. And he's feeling all that. And you know what? God drew him over there with you guys because he knows where the love he can get right now, the comfort and everything that he needs right now. Because like you say, the outside may not match what's going on with the inside, but guess what? He's coming out. He's defeating the enemy right now by not staying cooped up in the house where and by himself and being isolated where he can really mess with his mind. He came out.
Amen.
He's out.
Woo, hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord
Jesus.
Thank you,
but the enemy in your
thank
ear.
You,
oh, glory to your
oh,
name,
hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh,
hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
You, woo, Jesus.
Thank you,
yes, God.
Woo,
see, now, so that ties into everything you said tonight.
Woo,
he had
Jesus,
some hope enough in his heart to come out and be with his family so that the enemy could
get
a hold of him. Not
hallelujah.
Today,
thank you,
today.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord God. Jesus, Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, minister to him, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Let Auntie minister to him tonight, Lord God, with just a smile and a hug, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Lord God, we lift him up to you right now, Lord God. Hallelujah. Jesus. Brother Larry, Lord God. Yes. Brother Larry, Lord God, we thank you for him tonight, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Heal his heart, God. Heal his mind, God. Heal his spirit, Lord God. Let him enjoy his family tonight.
We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Your child, Lord God. Your child, Lord God. Your son, Lord God. Your son, Lord God. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Do what only you can do, Lord God.
Hallelujah. How we bless you, Jesus.
For everyone
Thank you. Yes, God.
Why I'm saved.
Yes, Jesus.
Why I'm saved.
Sing,
why I'm saved.
Saved, yes, Jesus. And them's all.
Yes, Lord Jesus. In His arms.
Yes, Lord
Jesus. Because the Lord is my shepherd. I have everything I need.
Yes, Lord.
He lets me rest in the meadow grass.
Yes,
and He leads me beside the quiet streams.
Yes.
He restores my failing health.
Ooh, hallelujah.
And He helps me to do what honors Him the most.
Yes, Lord.
Why I'm saved.
Yes,
that's why I'm saved. That's why I'm saved. Saved in His arms.
Thank you, Father.
In the storm of life are raging, of life are raging, and the billows and the billows.
Hallelujah.
Hide me.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
In His arms. I'm safe in the Master's arms. Oh,
yes,
yes we are. Oh, stay.
Thank you, Jesus.
In His arms.
Hallelujah. Oh, no better.
Hallelujah. God, we bless you.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus.
God, we thank you, Lord God, that we can find safety. Yes, God, thank you.
Almighty. I will say,
yes.
The Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress.
Yes.
My God,
yes,
in Him I will trust.
Surely
He
yes.
shall deliver you from the snares of the fowler
yes.
and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with His feathers,
thank
and
you.
Under His wing you shall take refuge.
Yes.
His truth
God.
Shall be your shield and buckler. You
yes.
shall not be
yes.
afraid of the terror
Jesus.
By night, nor the arrow that flies by day,
by
nor
day.
The pestilence
yes.
that walks in darkness.
Yes,
by the destruction
yes.
that lays waste at noonday. A
yes.
thousand may fall at your side and 10,000
yes.
at your
yes.
right hand.
Thank
but it
you,
shall not come near. Your
hallelujah,
only
God.
With your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked
yes.
because you have
yes.
made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place.
Yes.
No
yes.
evil shall
yes.
befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling.
Thank
for
you,
he shall
Jesus.
Give his angels charge. Charge over you,
charge,
to keep
yes.
you in all your ways. In His hand they shall bear you up, lest you dash
thank
your
you.
Foot against the stone. You shall tread upon the lions and the cobra,
yes.
the
yes.
young lions and the serpents. You shall trample underfoot, because He
yes.
has set His love upon me. Therefore,
yes.
I will deliver
Jesus.
Him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He
name.
Shall call
yes.
upon me, and I will answer him. I will be
yes,
with him
God.
In trouble. I will deliver him and honor
yes.
him. With long
yes.
life, I will
Jesus.
Satisfy
yes.
him and show
yes.
him my salvation.
Thank you, Lord
thank you, Jesus.
In the name of the Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus, for my victims. Thank you for intercessory. My God, intercessory prayer. Warriors. Oh, my God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For being our refuge. I can hear Demetrius Palfrey singing, Jesus is my refuge. I'm good.
Thank Hallelujah.
You. Thank you. My God.
I feel like leaping over walls, running through troops right now.
Come on,
God. Up in here. If they give me a mic, I'm saying I ain't playing.
Oh,
can
you
they
don't
give
do
me
it. Wait. Didi, tell Armani to put the mic to the phone. I'll sing for you.
They better not
I'm praying that your son do what he do. Amen. And that God bless
you.
We're going to keep Larry covered. And you as well, dear.
No, this is how good God is. So my mama and y'all who have nieces, y'all know, most of y'all know Mama Doris. But Mama Doris was with Armani earlier for sound check. She did the sound check. So I'm going to upload the video for you. With a boot on her foot doing a sound check. Huh?
What does your son do? He sings?
Yeah,
or
he's a
fucking word?
It's a mixture. It's a mixture,
okay.
Yeah. So tonight he has a lot. His band is live and they getting ready to rock. It's a little art studio in Alameda, and you know it's eclectic. It's beautiful, and with his big cousin here, it's y'all. I'm gonna tell you what, we gonna have some church in here. Watch for what I tell you. It's about to
oh,
go
I
to
can believe
whole,
that. I believe
level.
That.
Just gonna
it's
put it on
to
live.
To a whole another level. You know what? I'm sure. Oh, I see a couple of video people in here. I ain't gonna be no good. Cause I'm gonna be laid out somewhere. I'm about to go find me a spot and
and start thinking about the goodness of him and him. I can dance.
Man,
dance,
okay,
dance,
because
dance,
this
dance,
is real. Everybody is family on this line. But I'm gonna be so transparent because I it's so much crazy stuff going on. So I said, Lord. With all this, and this is, I hope I don't offend anyone, but I told Larry's mom, I said, I'm praising God because when people aren't, you know, we don't know the demons in a person's mind, and people are doing homicide, suicide. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm grateful.
Yeah.
You know what
That's
I mean?
Right.
It could have been all so many.
It could have been different.
Because we don't know. We don't know. So that's why for my real I don't mean to say my real warriors, because everybody's a warrior, but y'all know that's tapped into that spiritual warfare. So ever since Sunday night, every single night that I try to go to sleep, the enemy tries, like three nights he didn't try to stifle me. My husband had to wake me up because he said it would sound like I was gurgling in my sleep. I've been through it. I'm not scared. I got mad. So So I've been mad because he's really attacking. He's attacking. He's pissed off because I'm not no punk, and I know what it is. You feel me? So y'all just
tonight, your sleep will be sweet, and there will
know.
Be no enemy in here this
sweet.
Year even.
It will be blessed.
It'll be the best thank you've had in weeks.
Thank you. I know I'm going to give my little two-step on.
In the name of Jesus.
Okay, go get your Holy Ghost two-step on.
Love y'all too. Enjoy your family.
Okay, I'm going
to
love my sister. Thank y'all. But we're going to do what you do. Okay.
I'm going to eat me some food. Love y'all.
But Adrian, Rhoda, I love you. Rhoda, I heard your heart. I'm lifting you up. Brother Jeff. Adrian, Niecy, with your good singing in China, and what is the Panda Express? They probably got you on video. You on World Star.
Okay.
It's going to go viral, too. It's going to go viral.
I love you guys to life. So go on, continue on.
Amen. And what you said, Rhoda, try something different. Watch how God going to bring that man around.
Right.
Watch.
Exactly.
Amen.
Yeah.
Speak that
yeah,
man,
look. And Bessie, don't let what nobody else say, because if I say this everything, only God's opinion matters.
That's right. Can't nobody curse you. We come against all the mother curses. I was going to tell y'all a story, but the Holy Spirit took over, so never mind. But we don't accept
no
curses.
No. We got
to never hear from people.
Do I need to turn off the
recording? My neighbor is already mad at me. I can't answer.
Turn off the recording.
Well, it was just that, I had always heard that, you know, people in my family, I shared this on this other call that I am on Monday mornings, that, a lot of people on my mother's side, just about all her siblings, died of cancer. So when I heard that and I kept hearing it, I kept saying it in my mind, so it started to create a stronghold. And it's amazing how you can take ownership of other people's stuff and their mess. And I was like, wait a minute, hold on now, if there's such a thing as generational curses, it's going to stop here. I am not dying of cancer. I shall live and not die, and declare the works of the Lord. So I had to really start coming against that stuff that was in my mind, wherever it came from. And you made me think about that, Rhoda. So wherever it comes from, because it sounds like a curse, because you start thinking about it now, and you start being fearful of the men in your life, thinking they all going to die. That's a lie from the pit of hell. Nobody leaves here until God's appointed time when they going to
go.
Go
say it.
So
say
how can we
say
take ownership of something like that when it don't even belong to us? That's just a lie. We recognize it. So I had to stop. I had to start counteracting that, because it was really becoming a stronghold in my life. I kid you not. And it was part of fact and reality and some truth, but it didn't have to become my truth. So I had to start casting that down and pulling it down, and I don't think like that no more. And I kid you not, that thought would pop in my head out of the blue. Anywhere, just because it would try to create that stronghold. It was creating a stronghold because I bought into it. But we have that ability
to
pull down those strongholds. Yes, to pull down those things that would try to exalt itself against the knowledge of who God is, because it's trying to take over our minds. But the enemy is a lie. He come to kill, steal, and destroy. He's not going to change his tactics. He's not going to change his antics. He's going to keep trying to do what he's supposed to do. But God is something.
And if he don't get it that way, he'll come around another way.
Any other way, right? But he's still a lie no matter how he comes.
Look, thank you. Hello, look. Speaking this from experience, he's like, okay, wait a minute. You know, I got this side covered. I got this side covered. Wait a minute. How you get in this way? You dirty dog. No, you shall
right.
not. No.
Thank
you. He said, keep on casting it down.
Every
keep
single
on
time.
Going, putting that word out
bringing
here.
Bringing under the obedience of Christ. And who is Christ? His word. That's right.
Amen.
Yeah.
Oh, I thank you, God.
There's nothing
so
wrong
much
with you.
Y'all.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Can y'all hear me? Mm. No,
say
again. Yes, this is Dale. Can you all lift my son up in prayer? He should be getting ready to leave his deployment on his way home to Germany.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, God, for your head to angels and kept the battle and kept
you
safe in all his ways. Thank you, Jesus.
I mentioned on prayer call a few days before that the harder we chase God, the harder Satan chases us. If he cannot get,
you better say that. Oh my God!
He will try to get through our children, somebody in our family. That's when my son had that asthma attack that he had not had since he was a little boy.
Wow! And I'm surprised.
But the devil's a liar because he had the strength and the wisdom to call his mama to get all the prayer warriors on the wall. And he has finally received. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. For you all.
For
God.
Too.
Hallelujah.
And we pray for his career to be protected too, because you know the enemy is try to do all kinds of stuff, but we pray for his career to stay protected. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Any other prayer requests? I know Sister Lisa, you were saying earlier how you said you had a rough week.
Girl, that ain't even nothing now. It's all right, girl. It's all right. I'm
hallelujah,
good.
Hallelujah, see?
That ain't nothing.
We need shouting out heaven. That was included in that, too.
Oh, I need it. I'm good.
I have a praise report. Remember last Friday, the lady wanted to fire me. I hadn't been on job for 2 days. I came in there Monday morning. This lady tells me she wants me to stay and don't even want the person that's supposed to come and help me to come.
Oh, my God. Hallelujah.
Favor ain't there, girl. Favor ain't there.
And I tell you,
I was like, okay, thank you. But I said, I can't cut nobody's throat. She is still coming. But God turned it around. He turned it around.
Won't he do it?
Yes, he will. Yes, he will.
Woo! My goodness.
Amen.
Won't he do it?
I'm going to
email you.
Yeah. Yes,
yes, he will. Thank you, Lord.
We
do
small
prayers.
I'm back to him.
I said, we do small prayers. We do gigantic answers.
Ooh,
he answers beyond what we ever
expect. There you go.
That's what his will is being done.
He
get
said,
out the way.
Behold, I'll do a new thing that thou knowest not.
Girl, shall,
it shall spring
yes,
forth.
My God, that word.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Father.
Thank
you, Father.
Lord,
tonight happened the way it was supposed to happen.
Amen. That was
good.
What happens when people don't call in? That's why you don't know. You got to call in. You don't know what's going to be happening. You don't know what's going to happen.
Friday Night Live, when we say it's open forum, you don't know what's not going to happen. Just by somebody
you later, like,
opening up a little bit. Open up his mouth. You know, open up your mouth.
Say something.
Say something. And look, this is the redeemed of the Lord. Say so.
Yes. I've been redeemed. All right, I love y'all. I'm going to eat me some food. I sound like Tim,
listen,
don't I?
It's 7:30. It's Friday night. Yes, I eat.
9:30.
It's 9:30. Shout out. You should have been there.
I think we need to stay a little bit longer.
No, go ahead.
Yeah, we have been fed spiritually tonight. We truly have been fed spiritually.
Yes.
And some wounds have been God put something on the wounds, some stitches. Come on.
Gilead, there you go.
You gave me that bomb, girl, that healing bomb, that cooling bomb. That's
make you whole.
Won't he do it?
And
won't he
and
do
I
it?
Enjoy what you said too, brother Jeff. You said you was long, but it was necessary.
Yeah.
I agree with Dee Dee. It was absolutely necessary.
It was necessary.
Keep on going through the process.
Mm. Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
Thank y'all. Love y'all the pieces.
All right. Love y'all.
Love
y'all. God bless.
Love y'all.
Bye-bye.
Love y'all. God bless.
Talk to y'all in the morning. If the Lord say the same.
6 a.m. Let's do it all over again.
Yeah.
Woo!
We need to keep those boxing gloves in the trunk.
That's right.
For real.
Stay on the wall. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Love y'all. All right. Bye, y'all.